and Ward 4 Council Representative David DeVincenzo. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in a little bit. So what's new with council? What are the things that they've been tackling at the
county? Well, we just had a council meeting last night and went through our budget process. They have to be approved by March of every year, so we went through and got appropriation set up for 2015. So that was the big item on the agenda, is going through all that.
Did that work out well, or was there a little contention, or did everybody agree on most of...
We've got a really tight budget in Grafton. We were short with our expenditures versus revenues expected by about $60,000, so there was some trimming. We had to find ways to cut and manage to get that budget in balance, and it was pretty much a cooperative effort, and we found ways to make it happen.
What kind of things did you have to check off?
As far as...
In terms of that savings.
Well, I think we really looked hard at our budget numbers and where maybe departments didn't spend what they had in previous years and where we could cut back. And then I think we found most of it, you know, through everybody's budget contributed a little bit.
How long have you been on council?
I was elected in 2011. Came in with Mayor Flanagan in that period of time, my term expires here in December.
Why did you decide to give it a try?
Well, I've been involved in community service all my life. Whether it was, I like those signs out in the road that you used to see, I got my start in 4-H. I guess you could say I got my start in 4-H. But all through my life, high school, college careers, I've been involved in community service, volunteering, things like that, junior fair board. So my kids were young. I got involved in Grafton Hot Stove volunteer organization, ran that for several years. And it's just, I've gotten so much out of my community involvement. A lot of the contacts and businesses, connections that I have today came from my volunteer work.
You mentioned the Hot Stove. Is there a good group of baseball activity going on in the Grafton area?
Well, Hot Stove in Grafton's been around since the late 60s, early 70s. It started out behind a church in Grafton. The church supported it. It was Immaculate Conception Church. They had ball fields there for the first 15, 20 years of their existence. And then the village of Grafton saw the need to find them a home and get some permanent fields for them, and they built Reservoir Park. And from there, they moved over about 7-8 years ago and been playing up at Reservoir Park.
We are talking today with David DeVincenzo. He is the council president, also Ward 4 council representative. A little bit about Grafton. How long have you been in Grafton?
Grew up in the township. Moved when we got married in 1988. Moved over to Willow Street. And from there now I live in Emerald Point subdivision.
What do you like about this area that sort of makes you just sort of, you know?
Hey, listen to all the people you interviewed this week. Isn't it great? You got Doris Wildenheim. You just got so many people in the village that make this village great. It's happy to serve them. It's a privilege to serve them. The employees that work for the village are just outstanding. A lot of dedicated employees.
Let's talk about some of the new projects. You gave me a list of here, and I know we heard a little bit of the completion of the splash pad. This is kind of one of those water things that the kids can
run. Doris touched on that a little bit with you yesterday. When we came on council, that splash pad project was lingering as an idea for several years. And I was able to, with John Lesher, who you had on earlier, John and I sat on that committee and we sort of spearheaded it to completion, along with Midview, Grafton, Kiwanis. They were a big help in part in planning and helping see this thing to fruition.
And this just gives the kids a place to play, have fun, do certain... You know, water activities?
You know, North Park was, the improvements that we put in North Park were lacking, I guess, over the years. We haven't did any major improvement, but once that came in, it brought the youth back to the park. And a lot of the residents have commented that it's nice to hear the children back in the park. So
that's funny, because your park really comes to life when there's just kids laughing.
Right. And that's what we have with the splash pad, so it's just a great thing to see.
Now, I also see there's a new water tower that is a project. Now, we're standing next to this water. How many water towers are there in this community?
Well, there's two water towers. This is one of our original water towers, and it may look in good shape, but if you look closely, you can see some rust on the rings out there, and it's, I believe, over 80 years old, and it's really reached its useful life. The repairs to keep it up and in place were going to be more expensive than tackling the project of replacing it. So that's what we're going to do.
Now, we need to investigate this, Bruce. I still want to know how the water gets up there to come down.
Good question. It actually gets pumped up there. And there is a system down at our old waterworks called our telemetry, which actually monitors the level of that water in the tower. And water tower is designed to keep the pressure. So that's what it does. It keeps the pressure in our fire hydrants and in people's homes, and important.
And you're building a water tower. Many you talk about in people's homes. When you get more homes in the community, then that sort of realizes that you need for that the constant pressure for that.
Right.
What are some of the things that council you're doing to sort of look at the maybe the long-term plans with development in Grafton, in the township, in the area here to sort of keep that under control, but yet allow more people to enjoy the same
right.
things you did as growing up.
Sure.
In front of
it's always an infrastructure project going on when you're involved in a village like this. This tower is going to be expanded. I believe that's about a 100,000-gallon tower. It's going to go to 250, so we're planning for the future. The tower that was put on the north side wasn't a large tower as well. They're designed so if one tower goes down for service, the other could service the community. But we've got a project going on right here at Mechanic, here at the corner. You've seen we're reconstructing the road. We're replacing 80, 85-year-old water lines. So upsizing the lines allows for future growth.
One issue we touched upon with Melissa from the Chronicle-Telegram was Route 57. Your thoughts on what has been done, and I guess they have to come out and finish it off this season.
Right. There's been two sides of people, whether you're for it or against it, pros and cons of it, but it really got down to what it was an infrastructure project, and that did not get emphasized enough. We did a major reconstruction of the sewers, storm sewers, and sanitary sewers and water lines down there. And it was an 80-20 funded project by the federal government. With village and limited resources, it's really hard to come up with the kind of dollars you needed to do a project like that on your own. So anytime you could get federal dollars, that's our tax dollars coming back to the community and improving the infrastructure like that, it was huge. It was a huge benefit for the village of Grafton. We had a lot of flooding issues behind Sparkle and the homes behind there. We diverted a lot of water with that project to get it out of there. So, we're addressing, a lot of communities have flooding issues, and that was one of our ways of trying to address that problem.
So you have a little bit of, well, obviously, if it's local to that business and they suffer from it, it is a big pain for them, but there's a lot of potential that becomes once this is completed then.
Oh, yeah. Besides the infrastructure benefits that we're going to have, it's going to prevent those businesses from having to be disrupted in the foreseeable future because it was a project that should last for a long time. So we're fortunate that, we worked with the businesses best we can, adjusted some things, and made it through.
And it is a heavily traveled state route, so you've got a lot of traffic that comes through. And if you can get any people on that to stop by the village of Grafton, stop by the community, you can pick up extra, dollars from those people traveling through the area, too.
Sure.
Well, David DiVincenzo, the council president, thank you for sharing some time and coming in, wrapping up our spotlight on Grafton. We've enjoyed our time here at the Village Hall.